Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Good evening and welcome everybody to another edition of Alex McCarthy's Wrestling Daily. Look at Sat's hair. Show us again, man. Show us the goods. Like you told me, prime Elijah Burke. There it is.
That the Pope, ladies and gentlemen. Sat E. E stands for eleganza. You know, I got to show people, you know. Wrestling Daily, we get it popping up in here. Not only are we diverse, we've got a woman in the group, a couple of, you know, black dudes in the group. We've got an Irish lad, you know, a couple of Irish people, actually. We're the most diverse group, giving you the best 30 minutes of your life. Follow us. Get us to 15K subscribers. What's going to happen, AMAC? What are we going to do when we get to 15K? Tell them.
War Games is what it will be.
Wrestle Talks booty. And I called out last week, Grapsody, I'm not even lying. They get their best team. We get our best team. We do a Quizmania war game. Heck, we don't even need Quizmania. We got a platform right here. We do it right here. Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah, man. Yeah, oh, we know some quizzers. We got some guys who will put together a quiz for the gang. And let me tell you, man, I welcome all comers. Maybe that's what needs to happen here on Wrestling Daily. I'll tell you what we've learned. I believe it's the 20th. Of this month is the 1 year anniversary of Wrestling Daily. It's been one full year of the weekly daily updates, man. So proud of how far we've come. Thank you to all the good eggs that have been a part of the journey. Hopefully we're gonna do something special with the four of us. You're right, Sat. We must be the most diverse group in wrestling. We must be.
We are. If you want a lot of Caucasian posh people, you can go to another YouTube channel, because right here you're gonna get some working class grit. You're gonna get different accents. You're gonna get Irish accent. You're gonna get American accent. You're gonna get some English accents of all variations. We are diverse. We afford people all about that culture. We can talk about any space without feeling embarrassed about it. You know, we can dip our toe in any kind of pool we want to do.
Blue eyes, brown eyes, green eyes, braids, shit comb overs, beards, whatever this is. We've got everything here on this channel, damn it. And we welcome you all for joining us. Just before we jump into the titular news, as you know, we love to do here on Wrestling Daily, you can get involved too, and you can steer the ship with your Ultra Chats, your hot takes, wrestletalk.com/wrestlingdaily. Start the week off right for your boy. Let us know what you're thinking. As Sat did say before, come on, you may have seen on Twitter, I'm off work this week. No work for me at TalkSport Towers until next Wednesday. But there are some things you can't turn down. And tomorrow, I'm talking to Chris Jericho. So if you guys want me to ask Y2J, don't tell him I said that because he gets mad. If you want me to ask him anything, let me know and I will hook it up. Sat! Speaking of AEW, you see how much of a pro I am at this, the gateways.
Well, I'm learning.
Right. Speaking of AEW, our titular news today relates to their president, El Presidente, Tony Khan, and he's talking about Bray Wyatt. Have you seen this, Sat?
Yes, I read it. I read his comments on Wyndham Rotunda. Would you like me to... do you want to read? Put my reading skills to display. Okay.
Yeah.
Tony Khan has commented on the status of Wyndham Rotunda, addressing speculation that Wyatt has had talks with Khan regarding an AEW deal. During his appearance on WFAN Moose and Maggie show, Khan was asked about the possibility of former Universal Champion joining AEW. Khan revealed that he hasn't been in contact with Wyatt, despite knowing him in personal life, who talks like that, praising Wyatt's wrestling ability. Khan said, "He's a great wrestler. I have to be honest, we haven't talked at all. I've known him in personal life, but in reality, we haven't talked, but you never know." Seriously, AMAC, who talks like that?
I don't know who talks like that. I've known him in personal life. That's like me going, "I know Sati Niangi in personal life."
In Facebook life as well.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we do now, don't we? Do
yeah,
we?
We do. You can scroll back to my pictures anytime.
I was the bigger man and sent the request. I want everyone to know this.
No, I put him on the spot. He preened me. He came around the block. He came to my house and he drove off and he said, "Oh, nice lord, nice house you got there." And I'm like, "Mate, you knock on the door, you come in for a cup of tea. Drive off." You know, tell me I got nice windows like a stalker. You come to the yard like a mate. You're my friend.
A mate. Yes. That's right. There you go. It's official now. You got me on WhatsApp, for Facebook. Shit. It's everywhere. I do want to, before we jump into Bray Wyatt a bit further, Update Havendale says, "I miss the cocaine early days of Wrestling Daily." Sat is probably thinking, "What?" Yeah, what have I told you, man? I'm more of a heroin guy, Update Havendale. I like just a smidge of heroin. We know this.
Straight edge. Straight edge. As you see, my energy does not need any substance to add on to what naturally came out from Mama Nyangi's, region.
Mate, imagine what I start at. And then I just have a smidge, just a drop of heroin. I have a cup of tea, drop some heroin in there, and then I'm up. I'm all the way up for Sati Niangi. That's what I have to do to match Sati Niangi on the show. Don't worry, one day I'll fill you in on the heroin jokes. Anyway, thank you, Uptown Avondale, for reminiscing on those incredible days. But I only get stronger here on Wrestling Daily. And what I want to talk about with Bray Wyatt and Wyndham Rotunda, as we should call him, it's interesting that his 90 days are up and that's not how it works. Exactly. That's the joke. Now that his 90 days are up, I do think it's slightly surprising there hasn't even been a dialogue of sorts, but I do think that there has been reports that Impact are interested, but Impact would make a great deal of sense for someone like Wyndham Rotunda, not only because they are crying out for a top guy, they are gagging for a top guy over there, but at the same time, like the creative liberty and him being able to have a lot of say on what happens. I know you can have that in AEW, but that's a crowded scene right now. And that kind of gimmick is kind of Malakai Black. You know what I mean? Like you bring in Bray Wyatt, it's a bit, whereas I feel like an Impact, he could really do his own thing for a while, you know, build up that reputation once again. Not, I mean, he doesn't need to, but you know what I'm saying? Like, actually have the lay of the land.
Well, so I've got a question, AMAC, about Wyndham Rotunda's star power, because he's a former WWE champion, former Universal champion. Would you say him with Impact would it equate to Kurt Angle going to TNA in 2006?
No. Kurt Angle was the best wrestler in the world in 2006, in my opinion. Like, or he was one of. I don't know if people look at Bray as the same. I rate him very high, but Kurt Angle was a rare spear. I know what you mean, though, in terms of correlation. Like, of Impact, it would be a huge grab, would it not?
110%. I think I'm conflicted. So if he goes to Impact Wrestling, it would be the whole big fish in small pond kind of mentality we're all going to have. Because we, in our minds, he'd be like, he's too good for that platform. But at the same time, it will afford him the ability to have the creative license he couldn't have in the WWE. Because that's been the biggest issue. It's been every time he creates something unique, creative doesn't really 100% understand it. And they always cut it from the knees before it even picks up momentum. So on one hand, I 100% understand. I think Impact is the perfect place for him. AEW is crowded. What do you do with him? Do you put him in Codyverse? Do you put him in the Eliteverse? Or do you put him in CM Punkverse? Or do you put so there's so many like corners and spectrum now in AEW because it's so crowded. Not in a bad way. I'm glad that we're not getting rematches like we're getting in WWE right now, which feels very stale in comparison to what we're watching today. But someone like Wyndham Rotunda should definitely take a breather, have a think about what he wants to do next, what his next big character is going to be. But now with the Forbidden Door open, it does lend him an opportunity to go everywhere before he commits. So I'm with you on that, basically.
Yeah. Roundabout. Circle. Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's a very interesting one, the landscape of AEW in general, right? Like we're saying that, it would be too much of a busy main event scene to then pack him into it, and his gimmick presumably would be similar to what Malakai Black is doing, if in tone, if you know, above anything else. A lot of people are correcting me in the chat, and rightly so, that indeed his 90 days expires towards the end of this month. So Tony Khan couldn't outright say anyway that, yes, I've been speaking to Bray, it's going to happen. But at the same time, Bray, I don't know what was going on with Bray towards the end of WWE, right? Like, he was on TV how many times?
A handful of times.
Three times, 2021. Yeah. I think, you know, he was burnt to death. He came back and set up the match. What was the pay-per-view? Elimination Chamber, I want to say. And then he fought Randy at WrestleMania, kind of. I mean, fought's generous. And then he had the promo the night after WrestleMania. He was like, you know what? I forgive everyone or whatever. And then he was released. So I'm not convinced that... I mean, he'll come out and tell his story one day. It's not for us to speculate. But I'm not convinced that it all was well and that he was able to be on TV or whatever, like for whatever reason during that period of time. Hopefully now he's in a place where he's ready to get back on the horse and do what he does best, because I am a big fan of Bray Wyatt, Wyndham Rotunda in full flight. And it's funny, when you think about it like this, Sat, WWE has the brand split, where both shows, you know, we've got stars, it's great, but you get a lot of rematches as a result. I wonder if that is it, rather than WWE are just into their routines and are just in a bit of a creative funk, because I was saying this last night, as soon as Drew and Big E were in the ring, I'm thinking, then you use those music here, and I'm like, oh. Like, you can just telegraph it a mile away. You know they're going to have the champion and challenger team up the same way they did with Banks and Belair a million times, and they've done it with other people as well in the run-up this year. They've done it like three or four times just this year. It's boring. The same way they have these championship challenger matches or contender matches, sorry, championship contenders. And, you know, we all know about the champions losing and the distraction finishes where music hits or somebody gets on the apron. Like, WWE is so
predictable.
Yeah, it is. Like, everything is routine for them, whereas I feel like AEW is not. And I wonder, like, if AEW, in theory, right, let's say they had one roster on Rampage and one on Dynamite, would that harm the product? Yeah, it would. I think it would. So, you know, if you start diversifying all your matches and stuff like that, I wonder in a way why WWE do that these days. Like, I know they've got separate TV deals with different networks, but do you need the size of the roster that you have if you can't utilize everyone properly and you can't even do it all the way up the card?
So, Amex, so your question is that now that they got a real alternative, they should get rid of the farce of the brand and literally be one team and then...
Well, yeah. Why do you need to create a competition when it's already there, right? Like, I feel they're only harming themselves by having it like this because it's... Look, it's the same writing team across two shows. But at the same time, it's not like they've got this fresh impetus from any different direction or the shows are, you know, like NXT had its own vibe. Like Raw and SmackDown are the same, but Raw's got an hour more and they've got different rosters. That's it. If they had two different writing teams like in the early 2000s, great, I guess. You'd got different products like we did back then. But these days, like the same tropes, the three things I just mentioned,
yeah,
the championship contenders, distraction finishes, tagging up champion and contender, they're evident on all shows. And I just think...
It'll be worse, Amen.
Yeah, you think it'd be worse if they just add all in?
Listen, more Charlotte. I love the bloodline, but it'd be even more Paul Heyman, me mugging for the camera. You know, this is going to be this on Monday and on Friday. And you're going to be on Twitter complaining. This ain't Shakespeare production. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be more of that. It's going to be more in your face. Basically, you can't trust the writing team to be subtle. Subtlety is not in their vocabulary. So they're just going to hammer it. They're going to do rematches upon rematches, or the same two matches or rematches you saw on Monday, it's going to be on Friday. The people you complain about, the Liv Morgans are the people. Catering's going to be really great even more because she ain't going to be on TV a lot. It'll be the Horsewomen. It'll be Bianca Belair, maybe Doudrop because they like the name. She might become Queen of the Ring. That's my pick to win it because I can see Vince having fun with it. But yeah, it'll be worse, AMAC. I'd rather they pretend because they don't have the chill to actually make sure that everyone gets to be on TV. It'll be worse. I'd rather what they have right now. I'm just thinking back to when wrestlers can hop on each other's show for some stupid reason, and that was terrible. So no, I don't want to do that. You're making me anxious.
So you'd rather have what we got now. Let's just
it can only get worse. It can only get worse. It's kind of like, look, even right now with the new NXT, yeah, it's not like old NXT, but it's like batshit crazy. And I was like, yeah, I'd rather that than looks like stuck in a dungeon and everyone's crying, you know, Adam Cole's gone. But now you're like, hey, Bron Breakker, you know, pornographic name, but great wrestler.
Bron Breakker. I like him.
Pornographic name, Porn Breaker.
Yeah. Just make him fucking Rex Steiner. Jesus. Right. We've got a couple of bits of news to wrap up before we wrap up today's show. Sat.
Yes.
Did you touch on Devon Dudley talking about Bubba Ray Dudley yesterday?
I did. But you're the one who drew attention to it. So I'm going to let you run with the
you saw my tweet and you said,
you're the first one before everyone started putting it on their sites. You're the first one to say, read this thing. And I was like, look at this guy's always ahead of the curve. That's why he's like the best guy in British wrestling media, ladies and gentlemen. My tag team partner who's carrying my ass, I'm like Marty Leaf Cassidy. I'm not even Janae, I'm Leaf Cassidy. I'm nowhere near that level. I can't touch the dynasty, can't touch it.
Come on, brother, you can work today. Listen, I just wanted to say on this with Devon and Bubba, I think it's very interesting that Bubba has gone on record before saying that Vince McMahon was actually going to be on board with giving him a Bully Ray run, but at the last minute got cold feet because there wouldn't be anything for Devon to do. Devon in this chat that he appeared on the, I want to say the Cut Pro Wrestling podcast. And he said that when it all just ended in 2016, he had signed his new deal. He said to Bubba, we need to take this money at this stage in our career and play our roles. But Bubba seemingly, this is what Devon inferred, was rubbed the wrong way that they didn't get another title run. They weren't positioned strongly on the card. Whereas Devon had it in his mind that it was their time to pay it forward and to help the younger talent. So, I mean, they were on different pages. Let's say it that. But from here, Devon says that he doesn't do business, to quote, with Bubba anymore. We know Bubba had a run in Ring of Honor and now does Busted Open. And Devon is a producer in WWE. Don't think Bubba will be getting a WWE shout to be producer anytime soon after his views he shared last week. He likes that strong style of training and beating guys, apparently. Hugh Morris-esque. Anyway, what I will say with that is I thought it was interesting that was of Bubba's mindset at that time. And, I don't know. I understand that the value was maybe always in the Dudleys as a pair. But you could have, Vince probably, after he explored them as singles previously, do you think he had
nightmares of I don't know. I don't want to say
England are losing 1-0 to Hungary. What the fuck's going on here? I just turned over my shoulder. What's going on? Why isn't anyone in the chat telling me what's going on here?
Mudmother, you heard that. There's a swear word in here. Wow.
You called Hulk Hogan a C word.
A Coca-Cola. He is a Coca-Cola. I said what I said. All right, going back to what you said. So if I was Devon, I'll feel the same way. He's more or less confessing that him becoming a producer was forced upon him. It was kind of like, hey, your tag team partner doesn't want to do business. We don't really have any value for you as a singles competitor. Because let's be honest, as much as Devon's entertaining, him as a solo act, it just doesn't vibe. You know, they might put him in another tag team. They might dig up Ron Simmons again and put him in a mismatched tag team again. So I'll be upset because he felt like he was on his last leg as an in-ring performer. He wanted to go out, you know, as the Dudleys because that's where the value and the money is. If Bully Ray was a bit patient, they could have given him a tag team title run, you know, because he's only like a one-year contract. And probably Vince was seeing how they are. If can I stand being around Bully Ray? Does he rub me off the wrong way? And Bully Ray, I understand him. He had a great run in TNA. The Bully Ray character is incredible. He felt like under the big lights, he could, you know, probably get an intercontinental title run or something. So I don't blame him, you know, shooting his shot. But when you get shot down, he should have done the solid. But, you know, I wouldn't do business with someone that sabotaged my deal as well. So I get where he's coming from. But he was respectful. That's what you need to remember for people that haven't read the whole thing. He was respectful. He said that I just don't have an issue with him, but I just don't do business because, you know, kind of F me over in a way.
It was heavily inferred. Before we close up shop today, I haven't had a chance either to talk about Will Ospreay in MLW. Sat, I wonder if you have any thoughts or insight into that for me, my friend. I think, by the way, it's kind of refreshing. I didn't see it coming, which... By the way, anytime anything happens in wrestling that I can't see coming, I think is great. And perhaps it's a taster, right? Like the first step to the matches that, let's be honest, everyone really wants to see.
What does everyone want to see? What's the match? What are you actually hinting at? Jacob Fatu and Will Ospreay? That would be a great match those two. Yeah. So MLW will now stand for Major League Willie, you know, according to the man himself. You know, I'm just quoting the guy. I think it's great. I mean, he's in the States for New Japan Strong. Allegedly, there's this thing called a Forbidden Door. Apparently, you know, that's a new thing that's happened this year. It never happened in the 60s, 70s. Territories did not exist. Wow, this is a new, fresh thing.
Don't be that fucking guy, Sat. You know damn well. You know damn well the wrestling landscape the last 20 years. Don't be that guy. To patronize us all with that. Oh,
you know what, if you want
to
fucking swear, I can fucking swear as well. I want to fucking do this.
Of course you can.
But I try my best, but I'm a quiet boy off the air. I swear as well. So yeah, Will Ospreay is in America at the moment because, you know, Japan's kind of effed up at the moment and he might go back down the line. Might as well do all the dream matches, prove himself as one of the best wrestlers in the world. And then, you know, eventually, hopefully, might go down to, you know, Jacksonville and, you know, knock out a few super elite boys and then, you know, show who's the true top dog around the wrestling universe.
Man, I want to see those matches, brother. That's all I want to say on that note. I can't keep looking at the score. I can't believe we're losing. Anyway, on that note, thank you. It's like, this goes too fast, Sat. I don't get enough time with my guy Sat each week these days. I got 20 minutes with Sat on a Tuesday, 20 with SB3, and 20 with Steph. It ain't enough.
Well, to be honest, me and SB3 yesterday, we went 32 minutes. And then we had a nice cold open you should check out. It's at the beginning. Yes. You have to watch the whole show. You'd like
what
it.
Cold open is. Yes. God, the boys! Who's that? John Stones.
I know you know, but I'm trying to say it's not a long one. You know, sometimes, like Saturday Night Live, their cold open goes on for probably 10 minutes, depending on the celebrity. I'm just letting you know.
These are short and sweet, straight to the point.
Yeah, that's, I'm just letting you know. You know, just check out. We're trying a few things. We're like Saturday Night Live, like WCW. No one watches, like no big wigs watches us. So we just try and create things, me and SP3. But yeah, England's playing. Obviously, we have to go, guys. I'm not watching the football game. I'm just going to be a nice choir boy and go read my Bible and go to sleep because I swore on air.
You're gonna repent like I'm anything repent. Yes, at bedside. I don't know. I normally move the show forward when England are on for this very reason because I can't stop going like that. But I forgot. That's the truth. But anyway, what I will say on that note is thank you all for joining us today on Wrestling Daily. As I say, I will be back with SP3 tomorrow and Steph on Thursday before Andrew Thompson is in the house on Friday to keep up this great lineup of co-hosts on the month of October, which of course is Black History Month over here in the UK. I do want to point out as well that although I've just moaned about these 20 to 30 minute shows, there are ideas afoot for Wrestling Daily being discussed that we might be doing some extra content for you guys on this channel. So although it might not be hour long streams, you might get other pockets of content from us in the near future. I like the way Sat is learning this on screen, just like the rest of you are, but these discussions are happening.
Bastard.
live production meeting. So yes, thank you so much for joining us tonight, guys. As I say, back tomorrow, 8 p.m. Sat, you'll be back next Monday. Where can the people find you?
Guys, you can find me at Sat Next To. Because it's the month of Halloween, I've been watching a lot of horror films and I've been putting it up on my Twitter space. So please check it out. If you want to talk about wrestling, I'm there too. I'm a friendly guy. At me and I'll at you back. That's how it works. Follow us on Twitter at Rest Daily. That's WRES Daily. All one word. Follow us on Twitter. We're friendly people. We've got exciting things on there too. Hey, Mac, where can they find you?
You can see it in the top left, man. AlexM_TalkSport, as Sat rightly pointed out earlier. I love to keep everyone up to date with the things that I see in the wrestling world. And of course, I'll be speaking to Jericho tomorrow. So I'll have a lot of stuff to divulge, hopefully, from that chat, guys. But on that note, thank you so much for joining us. I need to know, by the way, right? Whoever follows Sat next, good eggs here. There are like 120 people watching right now, something like that. I'm going to think of a gift, right? A video or something. The next 10 people that follow Sat, let me know. Get in my DMs. Give me a screenshot. I've got something for you. We're going to keep this train going because this man deserves more people to talk wrestling with. By the way, SB3, Steph, Andrew Thompson, that's the lineup. I will see you tomorrow. Come on, England. Goodbye from Wrestling Daily.
England lose. You suck.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.